Kitty Twight. And some are thick writings by these cults, mystics. One mystic, I never heard about her, but there was a priest chaplain in the Convent of Sisters in Chicago. And some of the sisters were complaining to the superior because their priest chaplain was saying strange things during his homilies. So the superior then got to the superior general, and I was asked, would I please meet the chaplain? So I went to meet the chaplain. We talked for 2 hours. We got nowhere. Finally he broke down. All right. There's a woman mystic in my life. We started talking about this woman mystic. This priest has been publishing her writings and revelations. And I'd say maybe 2 feet of books which he published of her revelations. So then I asked, can I meet this mystic? Well, she lived, I was going to be in Chicago, and she lives in Milwaukee, like maybe 100 or so miles north of Chicago. She told her director, the priest, she will meet Father Hardin, but it cannot be anywhere near the Blessed Sacrament. So the mystic and I met some distance from the Blessed Sacrament. A very smart woman. And of course, she was sure that she had these mystical revelations. So I asked her, have you conferred with your bishop? Does your bishop know you're having these mystical experiences? She said, yes, but my bishop will never meet me alone. You always have a witness there when we meet. My bishop does not think that I have, well, genuine mystical revelations. So now I avoid the bishop, and the bishop avoids me. Well, I was convinced she was a very smart person, but no mystic. And of course the community was involved, but this chaplain was counseling this mystic. So we met once more. This time the mystic, her father, and this priest. We met and we talked, and it was clear I did not think she was genuine. So her father got up in the meeting, and in anger he showed at me, do you doubt that my daughter is a mystic? Well, I could not tell a lie. Of course, I don't. She's a mystic. So, a Buddha's daughter, they walked out of the room. I was left alone with the spiritual director of this mystic. Sisters, false mysticism is part of the crisis in the Catholic Church today. Watch out. Watch out. Beware. And sisters, we began at 9:15. And here it is, 9:52. Well, sisters, first, that's one question. However, I think it was useful. And sisters, you have false mystics in India, in case you don't know. I know. Watch out. I am returning your paper, sisters, from the Sacred Heart group, the All Lady group, the Guardian Angel group, and the St. Joseph group. Am I correct? I read what you wrote, and I congratulate you. I hope, sisters, that all of you contributed. I just got 4 papers and 3 answers and my first 3 explanations. I made comments on each of your papers, but as you know, that was the introduction to this book. And the Holy Father, understandably, is deeply concerned over the divisions in the Catholic Church. And in fact, the world is so disunited. Let me tell you something. Anyone who knows anything about today's world knows we are living in a divided and disunited world. And this cannot go on. It can no longer go on. Why not? Because there are powerful, powerful forces spending billions of dollars to unite, to reunite a disunited world, but on their own premises. And behind that movement to reunite a disunited world is the United Nations. And they're using ideas, because what divides people, sisters, what divides people is divided thinking. Am I clear? The only reason you have the missionaries of charity is because you are united in faith. In other words, either you unite the minds of people or you will never reunite. A terribly, a frighteningly disunited world. There have been more death casualties in wars fought. Scores of millions of death casualties in wars fought. Since 1900, that all the wars of human history, from the dawn of human history to 1900, put together.